Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Mezekas Kedushin, Daf Samach Zayin, the third Parak HaOmer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein avera, anywhere there is effective kedushin, and there's no transgression in the marriage, havlad holach achra zachar, the offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael. Where the marriage is prohibited, havlad holach achra hapogam, the offspring follows the blemished parent, such as a mamzer. This first rule is challenged from a brisa, in which Rabbi Yossi said, Gershon nasa mamzeres havlad mamzer, a convert who married a mamzeres, which he holds is permitted, the offspring is a mamzer. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, but that of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, a convert may not marry a mamzeres. The Mishnah does not write it explicitly because it's included by the general term, kol makom. Alternatively, the Tanakh can be Rabbi Yossi because the Mishnah implies there are exceptions to its rule. The Gemara discusses other cases not listed by the Mishnah and explains how they are either included or excluded by the Mishnah's terms. Pointing to Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achar zachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgaru halich achar pogum shibashnim, if they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. The first statement is explained with the Brisa teaching that if a member of the nations other than the seven nations of Canaan has a child from a Canaanite woman, the child can be acquired as a slave like his father and is not condemned to death as his mother is. However, if a Canaanite slave fathers a child from a non-Canaanite woman, the child is considered a Canaanite and must be killed like his father. The second statement is explained, but Amoni Shanasa Mitzris, a male Amoni convert who married a female Mitzri convert. If the child is male, Shadya Abashin Didei, cast him after his father because for a male, the Amoni parent is a greater blemish because a prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, Shadya Abashin Dida, cast her after her mother because for a female, the Egyptian parent is the greater blemish because a female Amoni is permitted to regular Jews. And point number three, the Gemara provides the source that kedushin is ineffective between those prohibited with the punishment of karis. The pasuk states regarding a divorcee, and she leaves his house and goes and becomes a wife for another man, implying la'acherim lo'akrovim. She can become married to a strange man, but not to relatives. The Gemara eventually asks that perhaps this only refers to achos isha, a wife's sister, about whom the Torah wrote, lo'sikach, you shall not take, connoting marriage. And the above pasuk teaches that kedushin is not only prohibited, but ineffective. How is this extended to all relatives? The Gemara suggests it can be derived from achos isha, since they're all erava, and carry the punishments of karis for intentional violations, and chattis for unintentional violations. However, two cases cannot be derived from a wife's sister. An isha's ach, a brother's wife, which has the relative leniency of being permitted in a case of yibum, as opposed to a wife's sister who is prohibited even as a yavama, and a married woman who has the leniency of becoming permitted during her husband's lifetime through divorce. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein avera, anywhere there is effective kedushin, and there's no transgression in the marriage, havlad holach achra zachar, the offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen Levi and Yisrael. Where the marriage is prohibited, havlad holach achra pogum, the offspring follows the blemished parent, such as a mamzer. This first rule is challenged from a brisa, in which Rabbi Yossi said, Gershon nasa mamzeres havlad mamzer, a convert who married a mamzeres, which he holds is permitted, the offspring is a mamzer. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, but that of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, a convert may not marry a mamzeres. The Mishnah does not write it explicitly because it's included by the general term, kol makom. Alternatively, the Tanakh can be Rabbi Yossi because the Mishnah implies there are exceptions to its rule. The Gemara discusses other cases not listed by the Mishnah and explains how they are either included or excluded by the Mishnah's terms. Pointing to Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achar zachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgaru halich achar pogum shibashnim, if they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. The first statement is explained with the Brisa teaching that if a member of the nations other than the seven nations of Canaan has a child from a Canaanite woman, the child can be acquired as a slave like his father and is not condemned to death as his mother is. However, if a Canaanite slave fathers a child from a non-Canaanite woman, the child is considered a Canaanite and must be killed like his father. The second statement is explained, but Amoni Shanasa Mitzris, a male Amoni convert who married a female Mitzri convert. If the child is male, Shadya Abashin Didei, cast him after his father because for a male, the Amoni parent is a greater blemish because a prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, Shadya Abashin Didei, cast her after her mother because, for a female, the Egyptian parent is the greater blemish because a female Ammoni is permitted to regular Jews. And point number three, the Gemara provides the source that Kedushin is ineffective between those prohibited with the punishment of Karis. The Pasuk states regarding a divorcee, V'yatzma beisav ahalcha v'haisal isha acher, and she leaves his house and goes and becomes a wife for another man, implying la'acherim lo'akrovim. She can become married to a strange man, but not to relatives. The Gemara eventually asks that perhaps this only refers to Achos Isha, a wife's sister, about whom the Torah wrote, Lo sikach, you shall not take, connoting marriage. And the above pasuk teaches that Kedushin is not only prohibited, but ineffective. How is this extended to all relatives? The Gemara suggests they can be derived from Achos Isha, since they're all Erava, and carry the punishments of Karis for intentional violations, and Chattis for unintentional violations. However, two cases cannot be derived from a wife's sister. An Esha's Ach, a brother's wife, which has the relative leniency of being permitted in a case of Yibum, as opposed to a wife's sister who is prohibited even as a Yavama, and a married woman who has the leniency of becoming permitted during a husband's lifetime through divorce. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Samach Zayin, and this simur was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the No Yor Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an ineffective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father, who was an Ammoni ger, while a sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayos with a Karis liability sat together with an Achos Isha, since her Kedushin is not effective. Once again, slow motion. At the No Yor Yichus sizzling barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin. At the No Yor Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol makom sheyesh Kedushin ve'ein avera, anywhere there's an effective Kedushin and there's no transgression in the marriage, Havlat holach achar zachar, the offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael. Where the marriage is prohibited, Havlat holach achar pogum, the offspring follows the blemished parent, such as a mamzer. So, at the No Yor Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, which reminds us, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achar azachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgaru halich achar pogum shebishneim, if they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. This second statement is explained. A male Ammoni ger who married a female Mitzri gioris, if their child is male, then you cast him after his father, because for a male, the Ammoni parent is a greater blemish because the prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, you cast her after her mother, because for a female, the Egyptian parent is a greater blemish because a female Ammoni is permitted to regular Jews. So at the No Yor Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy into the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayas with a Karis liability sat together with an Achos Isha, since her Kedushin is not effective, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Kedushin is ineffective for prohibitions with a Karis liability, and that all Arayas that have a Karis liability are derived from an Achos Isha. So once again, at the No Yor Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father, who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayos with a Karis liability sat together with an Achos Isha, since their Kedushin is not effective. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bat Chazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the simmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The young man racing on a segue, that must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, become married to me, Amanasha Adaber Alaycho Shilton, on condition that I will speak on your behalf to the ruler, or on condition I'll work for you like a laborer for a day, the Kedushin is effective if he performs these services. Reish Lakish says, Vushin Nasal Shava Pruta, it's only true where he also gave her something worth a pruta, but the service itself does not generate Kedushin. So the young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, which reminds us, a Mishnah on Amud Beis states that if a man says, Kidashi es biti, the eni yodei lo mi kidashtia, I married off my daughter, but I do not know to whom I married her, and someone claims he is a husband, ne'eman, he's believed. If two people make this claim, one divorces her, and the other may marry her, Rav says, ne'eman litan get, ve'ein ne'eman lichnos, the one claiming to be the husband is believed to give her a get, but is not believed to marry her. He's believed to divorce because, ein ad mechote below lo, a person does not sin without benefit for himself, but he's not believed believed to marry because perhaps Yitzro Tokfo, his Yetzer Hara, is taking hold of him to make this claim. So the young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, and came across a man testifying to a basin that he married off his Na'ara daughter who didn't look very happy, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a father testifies that he accepted kedushin for his daughter, mahu itzko al-yado, would we stone to death based on his testimony if she commits adultery as a na'ara? Rav says we would not, because the Torah only granted the father credibility regarding iser, but not for capital punishment. Rav Asi says we would stone based on his testimony, and the father is fully believed. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Dalet relates to Sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be Rav Samach Dalet, Sod, secret. The secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if a father says, I married off my daughter and accepted her divorce while she was a minor, if she's still a katan, he's believed to disqualify her from kahuna. If she's an adult, he's not believed. If he says she was captured and I ransomed her, he's not believed and she remains permitted to kahanim. The Torah specifically granted a father believability regarding her marriage in the pasuk as biti nasati l'isha zeh. I gave my daughter to this man in marriage. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh, a woman, which reminds us, one presumed to be subject to Yibum because it's thought that he has brothers, who claimed at their marriage that she was exempt because he has no brothers. There's reason to believe him because if he was lying, he could have instead assured her that he would divorce her before his death, exempting her from Yibum. Rebbe holds Mali Lashakar Ke'edim Dami. The logic of why should I lie is as compelling as witnesses, thus completely uprooting the previous presumption so he cannot reinstate it at death. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh a woman, was stumped trying to figure out the identity of the older daughter who a man with two sets of daughters had married off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declares that he accepted kedushin for his older daughter, but is uncertain if it was the older of his older daughters or the older of his younger daughters or the younger of the older daughters, Rabbi Meir says, Kulan asuros chutz mina katana shebekatanos. All of them are prohibited to remarry without a get, except for the youngest of the younger daughters, for a person would place himself in a position of doubt by using a term with multiple possible meanings. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan mutaros chutz mina gadolos shebegadolos. They're all permitted except for the oldest of the older daughters, as he holds a person would not place himself in a position of doubt. Dav Samachay, so the Simmer Dav Samachay is seh, sheep, and we often use a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, that must be more in Dav Samachay, seh, sheep. The shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, I married you, and she says, you did not marry me, who asa b'krova seh, he's forbidden to her relatives, v'hi muteres b'krova, but she's permitted to his relatives. Although he's not believed insofar as her prohibition to his relatives is concerned, nor for her to require a get, he is believed to prohibit her relatives to himself through the principle of shavya navshe chasika de asura. He made it a forbidden peace to himself, meaning a person's belief when declaring something forbidden to himself. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, which reminds us, Rebuta says, Mekadosh be'ed echad ein choshishin likidushav. One who marries with a single witness, we're not concerned for his kedushin, and she's permitted to marry someone else. Shmuel added that this is so, afiu shnehem modim, even if they both admit that they married in his presence, because the single witness is insufficient, not only for his testimony, but for the kedushin itself to take effect. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, was saw when one witness accused him of eating chalev, requiring him to bring one of his sheep as a chatos, which reminds us, Abai said, Amro la'edokhat achalta chalev, if a single witness tells someone you inadvertently ate forbidden fats, b'hal shosek, and that person was silent, ne'aman, the witness is believed, and the person must bring a karban chatos. Dav Samach Vav, so the simmer Dav Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The blind tailor, that must mean we're on Dav Samach Vav, sewing. The blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the following question, Ishto zin sabi eid echad, if a single witness tells a man that his wife committed adultery, b'shosik, and the husband is silent, does she become prohibited to her husband? Abai says, Naman, he's believed, and she's prohibited to him. And Rava says, he's not believed. Havi davar shebe erva, it's a matter concerning erva. Vein davar shebe erva, pachas mishnayim, and a matter concerning erva cannot be established by fewer than two witnesses. Abai seeks support for his position from an incident involving a blind man. So the blind tailor, who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Yanai HaMelech at the Suda celebrating a conquest, and the story of the tzitz, which led to the killing of the Chachamim. So the blind tailor, who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, and didn't know if he was Tamei or Tahor when he was informed the mikveh he was tovel in was found to be deficient and had less than 40 saw, which reminds us, a braisa discusses a mikveh used under presumption that it contained 40 saw and was later found deficient. Rabbi Tarfon ruled all the tahara was previously prepared based on this mikveh to be tahara by assuming it was full until found deficient. And Rabbi Kiva ruled them tamei. Rabbi Tarfon explained mikveh zeh b'chesed gesham hu omid. This mikveh was presumed to be full and should not be ruled deficient earlier out of doubt. Rabbi Kiva responded that the people or kelim, which were tovel in this mikveh, were previously tamei and should not be ruled tahara out of doubt. Rabbi Tarfon continued that it's analogous to a kohen performing a vote who is discovered to be a son of a divorcee or a chalutza, rendering him a chalal and unfit for a vote, that has previously performed a vote is valid. Rabbi Kiva responded that it's analogous to a kohen discovered to be a balmum whose previous vote is invalid. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do we discuss what the din is if someone says to a man that his wife committed adultery and the man is silent, whether the wife becomes prohibited to him? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good number 2. Which stuff do we learn that anywhere there's an effective Kedushin and no Avera, the Yuchus follows the male? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good number 3. Which Daf do we learn who's engaged in a case where the father with two sets of daughters accepted Kedushin for the older one but can't remember whom he was referring to? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Good number 4. Which Daf do we learn that Kedushin is not effective with prohibitions? Sheish Behem Karas. That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good number 5. Which stuff do you discuss? If a father testifies that he married off his Na'ara daughter, can she be Chayv Skila if she commits adultery afterwards? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Good number 6. Which stuff do you when the Menachem convert and marry each other, the Yichus goes after the one who is blemished? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good number 7. Which stuff do you when if someone is silent when they're accused of eating Chelo B'shogeg, then the person is believed and the guilty party must bring a Chatas? That's on Daf. Samachay. Good number 8. Which stuff of a case where a father married off his daughter but can't remember to whom? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Good number 9. Which stuff of the challenge to Yanai HaMelech's Yichus and his murderous reaction? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff of Malchokas about the mikveh which was found to be deficient and whether we learn from a Balmum or a Chalal? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.